This is a recording for Maseches Megillah Daf Vav Amid Beis. We're in the middle of discussing a pasuk that we darshan that Yaakov Avinu was davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not give Esav exactly what he wants, and refer to specifically use the word zamamo, like some lesson like kasher zamam, what he wants, our desires, but we sort of made a play on that and referred to it as a muzzle, as a zomi, as a muzzle, so that Hashem should muzzle Esav a little bit. And we said that's referring to Germania shel Edom, it's referring to Germany, that if they would not be muzzled, if they would go out to the world, they would be able to destroy the entire world. So continuing on with that, the second line on Vav Amrei, Zom Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Tlas Meek Tire Taga Ika Bigermania. There are 300 crown wearers or princes in Germany, Shel Edom. The Tlas Meya Shvishisim Chamisha Marzavne Ika Beromi, and there are 365 princes or some other kind of officials in Rome. So each day they go to war against each other and they kill one of them. So they're always trying to replace him, to find a new prince to replace the old one. So meaning they stay busy by fighting each other. So therefore, that is a kiyum of Yaakov Avinu's tefillah that these nations be muzzled so they could spend their time fighting each other, trying to take over the world instead of actually taking over the world and filling it with rishus. Okay, but continuing along these lines, Amar Rav Yitzchak, because this is loosely related to something we were talking about before. Im yomer lecha adam yagati v'lo matzasi, if someone will tell you I worked really hard and I did not find, I didn't succeed, al tamin, don't believe him. Yagati matzasi. Lo yagati matzasi, I didn't put any work in and I succeeded. Al tam, also don't believe me. Yagati matzasi tam. But if he says I worked really hard and I achieved, then you can believe him. Hani milili divrei Torah. That's only talking about divrei Torah, meaning you can't accomplish real things in learning without effort. And if you claim you accomplished a lot in learning and you didn't put in any effort, either he didn't accomplish in learning or he actually did put in a lot of effort. Avol b'maso matan. But if it comes to worldly matters of business, siyata umen shemaya. That's all siyata dishmaya. Meaning, maybe a guy fell backwards into the money without a lot of hard work, or maybe he put in a lot of hard work and he didn't achieve. But in Torah, we're guaranteed if you put in the work, you will have great success. But one caveat: Divrei Torah lo amrin al chadude. Even by Divrei Torah, that's only talking about sharpening himself, meaning being able to come up with good svaras and have a good head for learning and to say accurate things. But to remember all of his learning, that's siyata minshamayi. That's a gift of minshamayi. Some people have fantastic memories. Some people don't have fantastic memories. That's all minshamayim, whether or not you'll be able to remember all of your learning. Now, along the lines of what Rav Yitzchak, we have other things Rav Yitzchak said. If you see a rush who's having a particular successful time, don't start up with him. Right, don't start up with evildoers. Below od elosh adracha matzlichim, and he's going to have a lot of atzlacha yachilu dracha b'chol ace. Below od, and not only that, elosh zocha b'din. If you would take him to court, he might beat you. Shenem amarav mishpatecha minegdo. Below od, and not only that, elosh roa b'sonav. Right, he'll be able to overcome his enemies. Shenem amar b'chol tzorerav yafiach, and blow away all of his enemies. Aini, is this true? Wait a second. So you shouldn't start up with a Russia if just because he's having a, he's on a roll. You are allowed to start up with Rishon in this world. It says there that these people who abandon the Torah, they praise evil, and the people who keep the Torah can start up with them. Vitanya, and we have further in a Breiser of Dustoy Bar Mosunomer, right, that you're allowed to. You're allowed to start off with the Sharm and this will be Mloch Sheikh Adam Lomar al Tiskar Bimirayim Vatikanibo say Abla. And if the person whispers to you, no, what about the pasuk we said before? Don't start off with the evildoers and don't be jealous of those who do Averos. No, Misha Livo Nokfo Omer Kane. That's the words of a coward, meaning that's if you're translating that pasuk wrong because you're a coward. Ella al Tiskar Bimirayim Leos Kimirayim. What does it mean? Don't start off with the evildoers to be like the evildoers. Don't be jealous of evildoers to be like them. But that doesn't mean that you can't start up with them. But Omer, and furthermore, Al Yikani Libcha B'chatan, don't be jealous of sins. So going back, we have a stira. Are you allowed to start off with evildoers or not? So lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Abba mili didei, abba mili dishmaya. One is talking about his matters, and his worldly matters, don't start off with him. And one is talking about matters of the soul, mili dishmaya. In Torah mitzvahs, you can't start off with him. Be boy, same, another possibility. Haba, haba, mili didei. Now they're all talking about worldly matters, but still, it's machlokas whether you start off with him. Lo kasha, but it's not a contradiction. Haba tzadik gomer, haba tzadik sheino gomer. If you are a tzadik gomer, then you can mess with him. If you're not a tzadik gomer, you're just better than that guy. So then do not start up with him because he can expose your lack of righteousness and you will be punished for it. The Amar Avuna, my dechsev, lama tabit bogdim tachrish bebella rush tzadik mimenu. So he says, the pasuk says, why do you look at the traitors and you stay silent as a rush devours a person who's more righteous than he is? So what does it say specifically? Tzadik mimenu bolei can devour a tzadik who is better than him, but tzadik gomrein bolei. It doesn't say tzadik, it says tzadik mimenu. So to be a bigger tzaddik than a rasha is not such a great accomplishment. That guy can be defeated, but a real tzaddik cannot be defeated. Or another answer, that this particular scenario where he's having for a great hatzlacha, that's considered different than a regular time for a rasha. So a normal rasham you can start off with, but this particular rasha you cannot. Okay, continuing on now. Amar Ula, so Ula said, Italia shel Yavon. Italy of Greece. Now, what is it? Greek Italy. Since like, I think I saw somewhere it says southern Italy. The southern part of Italy, Zekrach Godol Shel Romi, it's the best place part of, it's the best big city of the Roman Empire. Avi Tlas Mea Parsa, Tlas Mea Parsa, it's 300 square parsos. V'yesh Pashin Samachay Shivakim Kiminyin Los HaChamed, it's 365 marketplaces like the days of the year. V'katan Shebekulam Shel Mokre Ophos, and the smallest one is a place where they sell birds, chickens. Bahavi Shisha Asar Mil, Al Shisha Asar Mil, and the area is 16 square mil. Umelech Soe Bechol Yom Be'echad Mehen, and the king eats every single day in a different one. The Hadorba Af Apish Eino Nolaban, and a person who lives there, even if he's not officially a citizen, he's not born there. So, Notel Pras Mibes HaMelech, the person he gets an allowance from the king, from the royal storehouses, Vanolidba. And even if you're just a citizen, even if you don't live there, notal prasvis, right? You also get an allowance from, and also, excuse me one sec, I lost the place. The Shloshes Alafim Bei B'nei Yeshpa, and there are 300, I think these bathhouses there. Chamesh Meos Chalonos Malin Ashan Chutz L'Chome Tzido Echad. So, and there are 500 windows to let out all the smoke that grow in that particular bathhouse. Outside of Chutz L'Choma, Tzido Echad Yam, outside of the walls, meaning so it doesn't mess up, blacken any of the walls, so the city still looks beautiful. Tzido Echad Yam, Tzido Echad Harim V'Gvos. One side of it is the sea, and one side of it is mountains and valleys. Tzido Echad Mechitza Shel Barzel, Tzido Echad Cholsis U'Metzula. And one side of that is an iron gate protecting it, and one side is all the moat, like moats and sharp stones. Says the next Mishnah, let's say you had a situation where you already read the Megillah during regular Adar, and then after Purim, they made it an Uber year. They added a month, the second Adar. So what do you do then? So Koronosov Adar Sheni, you read the Megillah again in the second Adar. And now the famous line of the Mishnah, which leads to a whole series of what we call Einbeins, Einbein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, Ela Kriyas HaMegillah Matanas Levion. The only difference between the first Adar and the second Adar is that they read the Megillah during the second Adar and they do Matanas Levionim during that time as well. That if you do it during the first month of Adar, says Rashi, you are not Yotzei the Mitzvah. It says the Gemara, Holin, and Seder Parshio, Zev is a Shavin. So it sounds like he's saying there's no difference whatsoever when it comes to the Parshios. Now, what Parshios are we referring to? So Rashi says it's referring to the extra four Parshios, the special Maftirs that we read during this time of the year. They are equal. Mani Masnisin, who is the author of this Mishnah? Lo Tanakama, Velo Reb Lazar, Reb Yossi, Velo Reb Shimon Gamliel. We have three Tanaim that we know about already and doesn't match up with any of them. So let's see what they're talking about over here. Titania, we have the following. Brisa Karuas, HaMegillah, Ba'adar, Arisha, Misabra, Shana, Kornos of Adar Sheni. Shekomet says, no goes to Sheni, no goes to Rishon, Chutzmi Mikra Megillah. So the Tanakama over here says, if you already read the Megillah in Adar Rishon, you read it again in Adar Sheni, because all of the mitzvos that you keep in Adar Sheni, you keep in Adar Rishon, except for reading the Megillah. That is the Tanakama. Rav Lazar, Rav Yossi, Amar, Ein Kornos of Adar Sheni, You don't read it again in Adar Sheni. You should call mitzvahs shenogos b'sheni nogos b'rishon. Because anything you could do during Adar Sheni, i.e. Purim in this case, you already did it in Adar Rishon, and that is good enough. You can do all the mitzvahs in Adar Rishon. So that is the second of the Yerushim. The Gamliel Omer Mishim Rabbi Yossi, Af Kor Noso Ba'Adar Sheni, Shekol Mitzvah Shenogim B'Sheni, Ein Nohagos B'Rishon. So he says, no, you dafka have to read it during the second month because you can't do any of the mitzvahs that you can do in Adar Sheni in Adar Rishon. So that's the third opinion. The Shavin, and they all agree, the Hesped of a Titus, they're equal, meaning Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni are equal in Hesped and Titus. Shasurin zeh bezeh. Everybody agrees. You cannot give a hesped or a tainus on Purim, what they call nowadays Purim katan, meaning it's not really Purim, it's Adar Rishon Purim. You can't give a hesped and a tainus during that first month of Adar as well. So stop there for a second. So we have the three opinions so far, and we want to know now, what is the difference between Rishon ben Gamliel and the Tanakama? Rishon ben Gamliel, hainu Tanakama. Amar Papa, Seder Parshios Ikabinayu. So the nafkamina between Rishon ben Gamliel and Tanakama is how you read the Dalet Parshios. Tanakama Savar Lechatchila B'Sheni. Really, you should read the four Parshios starting in Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Right? We do Parshios Shkolim, then we do Parshios Zachor, then we do Parshios Par, then we do Parshios Chodesh. So that should all be done during Adar Sheni according to the Tanakama. V'i Avar B'Rishon Avur. Barbi Mikra Megillah. But let's say you already did them during Adar Rishon, and then they made it a leap year. So they did it, but you got to repeat the Megillah. The Apa gab the Karav Rishon Karav Sheni. So even though you already read the Megillah on Purim, what is now Purim Katan, you got to read it again on regular Purim during Adar Sheni. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Savar Apila Mikra Megillah Lechatchila Barishon. Now you can really read the Megillah if you wanted to, even if you knew there was going to be two Abs, you could read it in the first month. Rishon Ben Gamliel, Savar Apila Seder Parshios Karav Rishon Karav Sheni. And Rishon ben Gamliel says, no, even if you messed up because you didn't realize they were going to make a second Adar, and you read the four Parshas and Adar Rishon, then you have to go back and repeat them during Adar Sheni. So Tanakama holds you don't have to repeat them, and Rishon ben Gamliel holds you do have to repeat them. So Mani, so who is our Mishnah going like? E Tanakama, if you're going to say that our Mishnah is going like the Tanakama. So he says, wait a second, our Mishnah said that the difference is Mikra Megillah and Matanos Lev Yonim. So if you're going to say our Mishnah is Tanakama, Kashi Matanos. So then why does it say that you have to do Matanos Lev Yonim during Adar Sheni? E Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi, Kashi Nami Mikra Megillah. So it can't be Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi. He holds you can even read the Megillah during the first Adar. E Rabbi Shem Ben Gamliel. And if it's Rabbi Shem Ben Gamliel, Kashi Seder Parshios. So it sounds like the only difference in Seder part is Mikra Megillah and Matanos Lev Yonim. But Rav Shimon Gamliel holds you'd have to repeat the Dalet Parshas also. So Leolam Tanakama. And really, our Mishnah is the Tanakama. The Tana Mikra Megillah, who I did Matanos Lev Yonim. When the Tanakama of that price has said Mikra Megillah, he meant Mikra Megillah and Matanos Lev Yonim. Deha Beha Talia, because one is dependent on the other. As we've said earlier, that the Aniyim wait for Mikra Megillah, and therefore we dafka always do Matanos Lev Yonim on the day of Mikra Megillah. Reboy same Leolam Shimon Gamliel. Or I could suggest it's also Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the Mishnah was written in shorthand, and this is how you have to read it. Ein bein arba asar sheva adar rishon v'yudal sheva adar sheni ela mikra megillah matanos lev yonim. Hol in yehesped the tainis zev zasham. We already said that everybody agrees you can't give a hesped or tainis in either one. You will say the parshios lomayr, and then it's just not talking about say the parshios. Meaning within this one inning, they were similar, but lemaisa for everything else, they just didn't bring it up. Amr Rabbi Yehoshua, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchas Sefer of Shimon ben Gamliel, Amr Rishon Rabbi Yossi. And we actually, Paskin says, Rabbi Yehoshua in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, like Rishon ben Gamliel, who says in the name of Rabbi Yossi that you would have to repeat the Dalet Parshas during Adar Sheni. Vishnei Mikra Echod Darshu. Right? So he said, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, sorry. Rabbi Yochanan says, they're all Darshing the same Sukkim. What, how so? Because this goes back to what we said last week. B'chol Shana V'shana. It says it has to be the same every year. Rav Lezer, Rav Yossi, Savar, B'chol Shana V'shana, Ma'chol Shana V'shana, Adar Asamach L'Shvat. Right? So every year, when do you read the Dalet Parshas? Adar that comes right after the month of Shvat. Avkan Adar Asamach L'Shvat. You got to read it during the first month of Adar. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Savar, B'chol Shana V'shana, Ma'chol Shana V'shana, Adar Asamach L'Nisan. Now we look at it on the back end. It's close to Nisan. So Avkan Adar Asamach L'Nisan. So do you read it Adar that's close to Nisan? Bishlam, Rav Lezer, Rav Yossi, Mistabre Taimah. I understand Rav Lezer Rav Yossi's reason. You want to do it during the first Adar because you want to get the mitzvah at the earliest opportunity. You want to pass over the mitzvah. El Rav Shimon Gamliel, my time. Why does Rav Shimon Gamliel say you have to wait until Adar Sheni? Amar Rabbi Tavi, time at Rav Shimon Gamliel, Mismach Geula LeGeula Adif, because he says it's better to put the two Geulas together. So we have Pesach is coming up. So we want to put Purim as close to Pesach as possible. The Blazer Amar, time of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Mehach, he says the reason for Rav Shimon ben Gamliel comes from here, the Tziv L'Kainas Igeres HaPurim Hazos. Right? So he says to keep this letter of Purim, Hashenis, the second one, meaning this during the second month. So it's Derech L'Michtav Hashenis, it's Derech L'Michtav B'chol Shana V'Sham. So we're going to have to explain how he learns Hashenis and how he learns B'chol Shana V'Shana, but we will deal with that next time.